Hello, we are 5th grade students from Carbondale Middle School. Here to inform you about how to spot fake news, we have recorded public service announcements about digital media literacy to help you identify reliable sources of information.
This is Mayel, and I am a 5th grader at Carbondale Middle School. In social studies, we are learning about relevant and reliable news, and I have prepared a public service announcement so you can find good news sources too. The first thing to look for is the date. This helps you know if the article is true or false. If the article has a more recent date, that means it is probably a true article. If the article has a date from a long time ago, it is probably not an article that is not true. For example, my article has a more recent date, that is October 1st, 2020. Another thing you can look for to avoid fake news is the author. This helps you find a good article because if the article does not have an author, it is probably fake. If your article does have an author that you are not sure about, look that author up. An example in my article is that it has an author. That is a person who writes articles. One other way to spot a fake news article is the website/source. This can help you because if the website/source is not real, then your article is probably not true. For example, in my article, it has a true website/source. It is Dogo News. One of the most important reasons that spotting fake news is important is if it is fake news and you post it or spread rumors about it, people will believe it and they could get in trouble for saying it or could get hurt.
This has been a collaboration between Carbondale Middle School, the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, and Katie and Kay.